see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
Welcome to Choices Along the Way. Linda and I are very proud to bring you yet another outstanding, informative show. And our guest today is going to be Miss Karen Kipp. Karen will be joining us in a couple of moments. And in the meanwhile, we're going to talk about detoxing the body.
As the new year approaches, we all have diet changes. Those are usually one of our major resolutions, which unfortunately, when one starts, it turns out not to be what they thought it would be, and that resolution is replaced with the same old that has become our norm. There are many forms of detoxing. They can be one-day fast, 14-day cleanses, or three-day retreats. Anything you can do that will take the stress of digesting food off of your system not only will add more years to your life, but will also help you break some habitual habits. That is what I found for myself when I went on a three-day juice retreat with Karen. Many things became clearer to me. I found emotional releases that helped me make some definite decisions in my life, and it showed me how often, for whatever reasons, I would reach for food. Trust me, when you're on a juice retreat, you can reach for all the food you want, and all you're going to get is juice, water, cider, hot tea, and did I mention juice? So with all the seasonal foods we have within our reach today, with the holidays approaching, we can still help our systems by doing a raw meal or juice day, and that's what Karen's going to bring to us today, all the information on how to do that. So, David, make Karen come on the line now.
Okay. Karen, you're with us, right?
I am. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Karen is a reflexologist and a holistic healthcare practitioner in the Kansas City area. She's currently completing a BA in holistic nutrition and is heading towards becoming a naturopath. We welcome her to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes.
A good time of the year for cleansing.
Yes, it is. I'm going to turn you over to Linda, who's also known out here in Ray County, Missouri, as the Juice Stalker.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to get right into it because you have tons of information. We want it all in this hour. So first off, for those who don't know what reflexology is, can you give them just a brief description?
Sure. Reflexology is somewhat similar to acupressure. It's done primarily on the feet, basically all of your nerves and in your feet, and it corresponds to all your different organs and your body parts. And by applying pressure to those different points on the feet, much like acupressure, it helps the body to rebalance itself and come into homeostasis.
Very good.
It helps detox the body also.
So what came first for you, Karen, the juicing or the reflexology?
Well, it all kind of happened a little bit at the same time, but I've always been interested in holistic health care, and my mother died at a very young age, at 49, from breast cancer, and I was only 17 at the time, and that really made me look at lifestyle choices and health care and make some decisions that I really wanted to do things very differently. And so I went through life, and my father was a professional athlete, and he was always into kind of health care. He's still alive and very, very healthy at almost 80 years old now. And he was into juicing. So he kind of got me motivated to look more into juicing and that whole arena. And at about 17 years ago, actually, I got into reflexology. So it was kind of a similar time frame. And as I developed and people became more and more curious about juicing and cleansing in my practice, a lot of my clients asked me about it, I started developing that as a professional aspect of my business also.
Wow. I know I've had an opportunity to be at a couple of your juice retreats as a practitioner, and since this is kind of international as far as BBS Radio is concerned, and there are juice retreats, I'm sure, being held all over the world, for our listeners, can you kind of explain what a juice retreat is and what kind of what happens there and what a person can expect at a juice retreat, even if it's a 1 day or a 3 day? Can you
sure,
can you
give absolutely. Us an overview? Primarily what we're doing is we're just clearing the space in our bodies, and people cleanse starting up to the retreat. They start eating raw, and then starting, whenever they start their fast, we go into a mode where we're doing juices only. That's raw, organic juices that are fresh, vegetable juices and fruit juices, depending on the time of day. And essentially, you're just consuming juices, teas, and water during that time period, whether it's 1 day, whether it's a week, whether it's 30 days. That's what it does, is it allows your body to rest. And what happens when your body rests and ends up putting its energy towards digesting food is that it starts cleansing the body and start repairing damage in the body.
Yeah, giving a, I think so many of our listeners, and I'll be a card-carrying member of that club, will often go to food for comfort, especially in stressful situations. So taking that break and giving your body body processes an opportunity to rest up a little bit and kind of regarner its energy is a it's pretty much a blessing. So,
it is. It's really quite astounding to me. I had done them myself many times. When I started conducting these and facilitating retreats for groups to do fasting, it was astounding to me the amazing transformation that occurred in individuals between Friday when they started their fast till they finished it on Monday. It was not only physically, but emotionally, spiritually, the entire realm came into play. And I saw people heal themselves of all kinds of things, small little things that they had coming into the fast that were gone within literally 3 days.
Wow.
Digestive issues they'd had for years, headaches, skin conditions, things like that. It was amazing. They cleared up short of a period of time.
It's kind of, it's important for our listeners to kind of understand that Karen or us or anybody else is really reinventing the wheel, because virtually every civilization back in history, Native Americans, for example, every change of seasons, it was very, very common to go on a short fast. In the wintertime, we eat a lot of meat and fat because we're in survival mode, and then spring and summer, we get all the new plants and vegetables coming in. So it is not unusual for Native Americans, the Chinese, Japanese, the Egyptians. Most civilizations have gone into a fast mode at least 3 to 4 times a year, so we're kind of picking up on what our ancestors had done. Would that be a true statement, Karen?
Absolutely. Every major religion also has included fasting over the years, in addition to every civilization. At least cleansing of some nature, even short endurances of fasting, has been, a common practice throughout the ages. It's only in modern times that they've given that up.
Through Lent. Yeah, 40 days of Lent for a Catholic.
Pick out
a few things, and no meat on Friday, and all those things are actually lend themselves to helping you improve your sense of well-being. So
yes, it's quite interesting that many of the Christians had turned the no meat on Friday. Really, the original intention was that was really fasting. Mm-hmm. It kind of got changed around, over the years to where it just became kind of meat only. But
right.
The idea was substance was supposed to be taken out of the diet, and it was really more of a fast or a cleanse, mm-hmm. which makes a considerable amount of sense, and often is still practiced even in Europe, in Western culture,
mm-hmm.
1 day a week or something of a light or fasting kind
mm-hmm.
of mode. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, widely recognized as such, claimed that fasting was the most powerful medicine. And based on what I've witnessed over many years, I'd have to agree that it is an incredibly powerful form of medicine for the body.
Yeah.
Well, when people take in food, especially comfort food, it does shut down. I'm not sure everything it shuts down in the brain, but it tends to make them more of a couch potato. It makes them more sluggish, and they don't make decisions quickly or even good decisions. So when you lighten up your diet and you go on a juice retreat, all that comfort is gone, and I think it's kind of like it strips away and you get to almost the real essence of who you really are without all the sugars and the processed foods and all that, you know, piled on top.
Absolutely. What people often don't realize, and I've read various accounts, but I've read that essentially to digest our food every day, it takes 50 to up to 80%, depending on your diet, of your body's energy to digest your food every day. So imagine if you suddenly remove that from the equation and your body doesn't need to digest food because juices are absorbed just instantaneously and very easily into the body. And that frees up all of that energy in the body that previously was being used for digestion. So, of course, when that energy goes towards digesting your food, especially big, heavy foods and things like that, of course it drains power from your brain. It drains power from your body's functions, from the cleansing mode that your body naturally should be tuned to.
Do you find that people, clients, when they get into a juice retreat, maybe get a little panicky in the first day because of, oh, my God, how am I going to manage to live without eating all the time? So you've got that psychological crutch that they've been dependent on for maybe their entire life. But how long does it take before a person, on the average, maybe the fasting kind of kicks in and you're really not that hungry anymore?
Not long.
That's a really good question. Absolutely. People sometimes get a little, anxious, perhaps is the proper word for it, about going into a fast. Many of my people have done those repeatedly because they found it to be such a beneficial experience. But for new people going into that who have never done anything like that, it can be a little bit anxiety-producing for them naturally because it's something very new. And our society, we are inundated with food supply constantly all around us. It surrounds us everywhere. So we're conditioned to believe that if we don't have food in a 24-hour period, that it could be unhealthy, that we could be sick, that we could feel awful. People often say, I don't know if I can fast for 3 days. But it's really quite intriguing because once they actually get in the process and they're in the mindset and they start with the group, usually by halfway through the day, they're realizing that this really isn't difficult and they're really feeling quite good.
Yeah, you can survive for a long time without food. You need water, you need beverages,
absolutely.
And you've got that pretty much covered with the juicing and the
absolutely.
Water.
I've known people that have done 120-day juice fast where they're getting plenty of nutrients and plenty of calories through their juices, but they're fasting through that. Obviously, that's not recommended for anyone starting out.
No.
What I often encourage people to do is just try one day. And what people often find is when they do one day, or just even on their own, it's really not difficult at all. If people experience hunger at all, it's usually the first 24 hours. It's very minimal, typically, is my experience with working with hundreds of people doing this. People are always surprised by that. But the most surprising thing to them is within about 12 to 24 hours, the hunger mechanism kicks off completely. It shuts down. Because your body's not receiving food, it's not being told that you should be hungry, and people simply lose their appetite, their hunger, within typically about 12 to 24 hours.
Yeah.
And people are continuously very surprised by that.
I know I was. I shared with you my reasons why I was pushing your retreats away, even though I supported juicing 100%. And the blending of the juices are very, very important. And when I was living in Michigan, I tried a client's juice retreat, and I lasted about a day, and I walked out, and I simply could not gag the juice down, and I thought, I can't last 3 days on this stuff. However, when we met Karen at one of the premieres of a movie, she shared some juice with me, and that's when I became the juice stalker, because the juice that she made up was so good. I thought, this is nothing like I had before. So then I agreed to go on the juice retreat, and yes, I did not have a problem with the hunger, nothing. Coming off the processed foods for the week before and doing the prep that day, it was really kind of easy. And though I made some jokes through it about, where's the bacon and eggs, I really did enjoy all the juice and how the combinations were put together and the special time that Karen takes when you arrive on Friday, we have cocktails. And it is a wonderful juice put in beautiful glasses, and it's a nice homey place, and it was just wonderful. I had a blast, and I don't usually do well with that many women, but I did very well, didn't I, Karen?
You did wonderfully. Well, it really is surprising for most people. What I often hear when people hear about what I do, they say, oh, gosh, like, what do you do for 3 days? That sounds horrible.
We didn't have enough time.
Yeah, we really don't have enough time. And what's really interesting is once people are in the mode and they're in the space, it's so wonderful, and the juices are so filling, and you feel so great surrounded by other people that I think that people are very surprised at how wonderful and fun of an experience it actually is. And I think people just don't, in our society, we tend to think that if we're deprived of anything for more than about 30 seconds, that it's going to be a horrible experience.
Yes.
Well, if you look at all the lines at Quick Trip gas stations where people are just lining up out the door to get their comfort, what I think people don't realize, and I think the importance of the services that you offer and the counseling and the experience is that our listeners really need to understand that nobody wakes up with cancer, nobody wakes up a diabetic, nobody wakes up with heart disease. You just don't. It's always over time. And homeopathy has pretty much, they call it the six phases where, God designed your body to be very, very resilient to viruses and bacteria and trauma and accidents and was a well-designed machine to recover. But if your body is spending 50% of its time trying to overcome all the chemicals that you've taken in, all the overeating, maybe the overweight, alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, whatever the poisons may be, the things that are in our environment, the fluoride in our water, we live in a very toxic environment. So if you look at 20, 30 years of ingesting nothing but chemicals, and if you go to any supermarket and start reading some of those boxes, many of those names are what's on the side of the box you can't even pronounce anymore. If your body is spending all of its time trying to figure out how to detoxify and negate all the junk that's in your body, it's no wonder that, Dr. Marcola just came out with made the bold statement, cancer is man-made. You don't read about cancer 300 years ago, 500 years ago, 2,000 years ago, people just didn't die from cancer. And if we don't take the time to take a break and do some retreats and do some juicing and do a little bit of fasting, your body is you're just not going to, there's no magic bullet that's going to fix all this stuff. I'm just sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Absolutely,
Karen, can you work with pregnant women?
I wouldn't recommend, no. Fasting is not recommended for pregnant women, definitely not, or people that are going through very intense therapy, for example, like chemotherapy. The body's in a very weakened state or needs all of the, everything it can possibly get. So we don't recommend fasting for those people.
But you do work with folks that are, maybe diabetic or take
absolutely
medications and things of that nature. You're able to work with people that maybe have some pre-existing health conditions.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's no problem at all. That's something we can definitely work with. And someone post-cancer treatment, post-chemotherapy, for example, that's a perfect time to cleanse the body. That's incredibly important to do at that time.
I know it's really important that when my clients who have cancer that find their way to us, after they have a chemo treatment, about 2 weeks after, they'll come in for a colonic, and I'll get that toxic chemo out of their bodies. They don't lose as much weight, they don't lose their hair, and they seem to be able to regroup faster. So with adding juicing with that, not as a fast, but as a rebuilder, would
absolutely
probably be very good.
Yeah, and I think it's important to take this time for a second to explain juicing. And when we talk about juicing, the distinction between that and what you buy at the store for juice is very important to understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People often confuse this. Anything that you buy at the store that's been bottled or canned or in any way set aside on a shelf or even in the refrigerated section has been pasteurized. And that's first and foremost the most important thing we need to understand. Pasteurization is a very important process because what it does is it kills the bacteria and allows it to have some shelf life before you get that. So, of course, that's important. However, by heating it up to pasteurize it and process it, not only do you lose nutrients, but all of the enzymes, the natural life-giving enzymes that are so critical to the body, are killed in the process. And so I always distinguish between the two by saying whatever you can buy in the store that's been canned, bottled, even refrigerated and fresh, basically is what we call dead juice. Live juices, when we talk about juicing, that's talking about making it right there essentially on the spot, drinking it within 15 minutes. You are processing it there without any pasteurization, without oxidation, except very minimally, and you're getting all of the nutrients and you're getting all of the enzymes that are naturally occurring within those fruits and vegetables. So it's really critical for people to understand that it doesn't work the same way. Even if you're buying the good quality organic juices, it's not the same as juicing fresh. Now, I don't want to say that the good quality organic juices you buy in the refrigerated section aren't good for you. They still have a tremendous amount of nutrients, and that's still much more beneficial than
a healthy alternative to a soda pop, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't want to steer people away from that, but that is, there is a huge distinction between that that's been pasteurized and something that you make yourself with fresh organic fruits and vegetables on the spot and drink it down through a juicer with a juice extractor.
Okay.
So I just want to make that distinction.
People come in all the time, and they have what we call shiners. Those are the black circles under their eyes, and they don't know why. And I'll start talking to them, and they buy juice, tons of juice. Well, it's organic. It's this. It's that. It's the best juice. It's $6 a can. It's, you know, and I'm like, but it's full of sugar. It's pasteurized. It doesn't have very much nutrients in it. All the sugar is affecting your kidneys. That's your kidney area. When we see shiners like that, I know I've got a juice person, and not the juice that you do. It's the juice that they buy in the bottles.
Right. And people often have to think that, juice that we prepare with a juice extractor must taste disgusting, somewhat like your experience in Michigan, Linda.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm a big proponent. I am not into health food that's, you know, tastes horrible, but it's good for you, so I take it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
There are many ways to prepare juices that are absolutely delicious. I mean, who would ever think that apple, green apple, kale, and lemon tasted good together?
Oh, that
but actually,
is my favorite.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's the most favorite of everyone that has ever tasted it or come to my retreats.
You are the queen of juice, and you are the queen of pucker.
Yes.
I remember my first shot, because I had some bad experiences with juicing. You start mixing, you know, just because you can juice it and blend it together doesn't necessarily mean that it has
go together.
That they should go together. I mean, it. One of the important things that people have to remember is that when you're working with somebody that has as much experience as Karen, it's going to end up being a pleasant experience. It's not going to be painful. You don't have to think that, you know, that you're this is going to end up being a reality show where you're going to be on a desert island, where you're going
to
be living on grubs and worms.
You have to survive or something.
You know, it's not a survival type mode. It is a pleasant experience. And once you know that you need to drink water and you can have different kinds of juices, and you start reading labels and realizing that maybe that juice you're giving your children has 10% juice and 90% chemicals or sugars in it, it's not going to be as healthy. Once you get a little bit of an education, you're going to find out that these kinds of things that you can employ in your life and your lifestyle are very, very rewarding, and you can almost notice the benefits immediately. I'm sure that's what you find.
Now, absolutely.
Let me give you an example. I'm not real big on beets. I just don't care for the taste. However, when we were on the retreat, Karen made a juice with beets, and I believe pineapple was in it. Was it? Or
that was at one of our spa talks days, yes.
Maybe
but usually I mix beet with carrot and celery and cucumber.
Okay. Whatever was put together with the beets, it was absolutely delicious. It was a beautiful ruby red, and it just looked appetizing, And when I taste it, when I honestly saw the beets go in, I'm like, ooh, God. But then I sat down and tasted it, and I went back for seconds. So
yeah, it's really quite amazing what you can, if you know what you're doing, much like when you're cooking in the kitchen, you can make some wonderful tasting juices. And what people need to understand about juice also, why juicing is so beneficial, it actually, with a juice extractor that we use, there are many types, but by extracting the majority of the pulp from the juice, what you're getting is you're getting pure liquid vitamins. You're getting all of the nutrients out of that fruit or vegetable in very concentrated forms that your body can readily absorb. So the beautiful thing about juicing is that it's intensely therapeutic. For example, you wouldn't eat an entire pound of carrots, most likely, in one setting.
No.
But a
no.
pound of carrots juiced makes a very nice, maybe a glass and a half or maybe two glasses of juice that you could drink down very easily. And you would essentially get the nutrients of all that entire pound of carrots just like that and in just a glass of juice. And it's very readily absorbed by your body. Now, one thing people often ask me, I think it's important to note, they ask me, well, what about fiber? Is it fiber important for you? Of course, absolutely. Fiber is very important for the body. However, in this particular instance, what we're trying to do is remove all of the insoluble fiber, which is the pulp, from the fruits and vegetables at this point with juicing in order to allow the body to absorb it very easily. The difference is if you ate an entire pound of carrots, your body couldn't possibly break all that down and remove all of the fiber very efficiently to get all of the nutrients out of it. But with juicing, it's mechanically done for you and your body can absorb all those nutrients.
Yeah, a lot of people will make a mistake and they'll run off to Whole Foods or to a health food store, and then all of a sudden they've been living, you know, whatever lifestyle they've been living, and now we're going to clean up our act, and they start loading themselves up with fiber. They're eating more nuts. They're eating more fibrous vegetables. They start eating more salads. They start eliminating meat. In other words, they shock their system, and then they wonder why they get all constipated. They don't feel good. They start detoxing. They start with their, well, I guess what we would technically is known as a Hexamer reaction, or they'll just start feeling bad because their body is detoxing. They'll end up with a bad experience, and God forbid they end up in an ER or they run to their doctor, and their doctor says, see, you should have never done anything like that because now you're sick and you're all corked up and constipated, and all that can be avoided, can it not?
Absolutely. There are very gentle ways to cleanse the body. One of the reasons that I really, there are 1,000 ways to cleanse the body that I absolutely support, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But the beauty of juice fasting is that it's a very gentle way to intensely cleanse the body. And so you can introduce your body in a way that's very gentle, that doesn't back you up, that doesn't create any kind of issues, and you can gently start detoxing the body, even though it's a fairly intense form of cleansing. And I find that people generally respond really, really well. The worst type of detox symptoms people typically have would be a little bit of a headache, perhaps. It'll go away very shortly, usually from getting off of caffeine or something to that effect. Sometimes a little bit of drainage and a little bit of congestion from things starting to clear out of the body, a little bit of brain fog, those types of symptoms. It's generally very gentle because we're getting nutrients in the body and calories in the body with the juices at the same time that we're fasting. So I find it's a very gentle approach to the body, and you know, some variation of that is what I recommend for people.
Even if somebody's on one of your retreats, and let's say they get a little bit of a buzzy headache, it's perfectly okay, and you'll work with them to maybe have a little bit of caffeine that's in a tea, maybe a green tea that has just a touch of caffeine, so that they can ease themselves off of that.
Absolutely.
And what I find is that I've actually had clients that want to, if somebody wants to eliminate alcohol, caffeine, and tobacco over one weekend, all I'm going to guarantee you is the mother of all headaches. You know,
absolutely.
Hey,
I warn people about that well in advance, and I talk to them. In my literature, I always let them know that they should start detoxing from those things very gently, very slowly, well in advance of the fast.
Yeah,
I recommend that they're off all of those things at least 2 to 3 days before.
Well, yeah, most folks don't realize that you've got your liver, you've got your lungs, your kidneys, your skin, and your intestines all parts of your body that are involved in the detoxification process on a daily 24/7 basis for you. So if you take the time to plan this, and probably a good time to, you know, poweryourjourney.com is Karen's website, as well as viableoptions.com is our website. There's a tremendous amount of information that's available on in both reading form. Karen's website has a wealth of information that's available there. Our website, you can do the homework and take your time and even drop Karen an email saying something as simple as, you know, I would like to really do some fasting. I'd like to do some juicing. What would be the best way for me? And then you can, you know, there's some generic things that a person can do, but the difference being, if you go to somebody like Karen, you can work one-on-one with them, and she can look at your individual needs and chat about that. Have you had that experience with clients, Karen?
Absolutely. I often have requests for gentle cleanses, for example. That's nothing unusual. And, you know, sometimes people aren't quite ready for a juice fast for whatever reason. There can be a variety of reasons why they might not be ready for that. So, you know, I will have them start out with a very gentle cleanse for the body that doesn't even involve fasting yet.
Yep.
There's many approaches. I have a 14-day cleanse process that I have for people, and people can even adjust it to 7 days. I have one of my clients right now going through a 7-day fast because he had some time off from work before the holidays and wanted to clean out before that time period.
Absolutely.
So there are many, many ways to approach it. It doesn't have to be fasting. That's one of my favorite ways. But there are many, many ways to cleanse the body that can be very effective and can work within your regular schedule without taking off work, without stopping your whole life.
Yeah, this isn't like going to some desert island, although that's probably an ideal situation for...
It would be ideal, actually.
You know, but something as simple as what we've been working with yourself and a lot of our clients are the Spotox days, the Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Making simple dietary changes that have a known track record that have been around a long time, and gently and easily over a month or two or even 3 months, making some nice dietary changes in your life based on your blood type, doing some fasting, doing some juicing, just making those modifications, especially mental, that can help you just feel better. You're going to know your sense of well-being. I mean, you may end up at the doctor that, you know, having blood tests done and things like that on a regular basis. Your doctor's going to start noticing that your sense of well-being is better. You just feel better. You have less stress. You're better clarity of mind. You look more youthful. Your hair looks better. Your skin looks better. These are a lot of the kinds of benefits that people actually do see, do they not?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's very important to let people understand what's going on in their body, what's happening, and what they're going to notice. People are always astounded, you know, in a 3-day process, what happens when they go through a juice fast, for example. Things that they notice very typically, first of all, is the skin. That's probably one of the most noticeable immediate changes. The skin starts, literally, it glows, it becomes very soft, becomes very supple. The texture of the skin changes completely in that 3-day process. People are astounded by that. What they notice, skin conditions clear up oftentimes, headaches go away, aches and pains tend to go away, people's digestive systems regulate once they get back to regular eating. Uh-huh. Energy levels are off the charts for a lot of people.
Yep.
A lot of people even said, one lady called it the stupid happies. She just felt so great and so energetic, not even just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, that she was talking about how she would just find herself a week later just smiling for absolutely no reason as she drove along the highway. So I think that people are always really amazed at how good they feel. The most common comment that I hear from people is, I feel 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Or that I didn't know I felt bad. I thought I felt okay until I did this, and I feel so amazing. So people really want to capture that feeling, and that's part of the reason I really enjoy facilitating the fasting retreats for people, is because of the dramatic change that they feel in their bodies and their sense of well-being, mm-hmm. that they're so inspired by that, and they're so empowered by that experience that they're then inspired to do other things in their life to change and to maintain that type of feeling. And so I think it's important to talk about, you know, even if they don't fast, just things people can do on an ongoing basis. And that's the thing I try to emphasize with people, is that they try to do something consistently in their body, at least at the change of seasons, or at least spring and fall. Some form of cleansing or giving your body a little bit of a break. And things that people have chosen to do over the years would be, for example, they'll choose to eat raw foods, fruits and vegetables only for one day a week. Maybe they'll just pick a day that's easier for them and they'll just focus on eating just raw foods. Or maybe they'll just do all vegetarian. Or maybe they'll juice for a day.
Or something as simple as if you make your own lunch, which means you have 100% control over what's going into your body.
Absolutely.
If you make your own lunch, say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and bring it into the office or wherever you work, you're going to be able to control what comes in. Or let's say one or two Saturdays a month is salad day at your home, or raw foods, or more juicing. It doesn't have to be this major life-changing, dramatic, crazy, upset the entire family kind of a thing. It can be something as simple as making your own lunch one or two times a week. And
absolutely.
People will start noticing on the day that you bring a lunch that is probably a heck of a lot more healthier than what you're buying in a fast food restaurant, obviously. On those days, you feel much better and you're much more empowered in the afternoon. And then on the days when you end up at a Burger King or at a fast food restaurant, that's the day that you're sluggish and you're tired. And you're going to notice the positive changes, and that's going to make the difference on how far you can go with something like this.
Yeah, I recently had a friend say, you know, ate some barbecue at a business lunch recently and said, I don't know whether I should curse you or thank you that I feel so incredibly awful after I've eaten this food, and I never noticed that before.
Yep.
And I think that's really important to understand that consciousness comes into play, and you start being aware. That doesn't mean that we never indulge ourselves, that we never eat those kinds of foods over the holidays, et cetera, or with family events. It's going to happen. But when you make that choice consciously, then you can at least understand how it's affecting the body, and you choose not to make those kinds of food choices on an ongoing basis because you're aware of how it makes you feel.
We've always been we've always been purveyors of the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the time, if you do what you're supposed to do, then 20% of the time, you can go out and have some barbecue. You can, if you go to the Cheesecake Factory, have some cheesecake, have a dessert someplace. If you're going over Aunt Sophie's house, and she's one heck of a baker, you can have some cake and ice cream, and it's not going to bother you. It's just when the 20% becomes the 80%, then over time, we wonder why, we have disease in our bodies. I mean, it's not rocket science by any stretch of the imagination, but it is not something that society is really, really proposing all the time.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I feel the same way, and I really encourage people, to live their lives in a way that's sustainable and balanced. And you can't be that person that's going to, avoid all chemicals 100% of the time. It's simply impossible. You have to live your life within the real world.
Yep.
And I think there are many, many practical ways to do that. And I really try to emphasize the practicality of it, the sustainability of it in your life. You have to find what works for you. It's a journey, and it takes a tremendous commitment to eat well and to stay healthy. It's not something you do one day to the next and overnight. It's a process, and you have to constantly just play with it and find your ebb and flow and find your balance within that. So I try to help people to integrate that into their lives and to find their own balance and their own way that works for them.
Karen, let me ask you this. This is what I find with women who do the colonics and clean their systems out that way, that if they have heavy periods during the month, if they have a lot of hormonal issues, those issues seem to resolve themselves within the following month, following, 3 or 4 colonics.
Mm-hmm.
With the juicing, do you find that same results?
Absolutely. I've had a lot of women report that their hormones are much more balanced. I've had people's blood pressure drops down completely. A lot of people have gotten off high blood pressure medicine because that's been resolved. Their blood sugar tends to regulate, whether they're hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic, either way. It tends to regulate itself. Hormones tend to regulate themselves. It's really quite astounding when people start putting healthy foods in their body on a consistent basis, how quickly the body repairs itself and brings itself back into balance.
It does.
I want to be very clear that we don't treat or diagnose any particular condition.
No, we don't.
People come to us with these kinds of conditions, and they find that by doing healthy things for their body and by eating right for their body, that in fact these things do fall back in alignment very quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing how if you think about it on the broadest spectrum, the food that you eat, your first line of defense to good health is the food that you eat.
Absolutely.
Second line of defense would be nutritional supplements, because we know that the food chain has been broken and there's lots of chemicals that we have to deal with. Third line of defense would be something like professional formulas that I use in my practice as an herbalist. There are some people that are going to need prescription medicines, diabetics and people with, pre-existing health conditions. But our listeners need to remember that you are 100% responsible and in charge of your health. And your medical doctor, your chiropractor, your colon therapist, your herbalist, we all work for you. And we want you to be the very best that you can be, including your pastor and everyone else that you may have in your life. We all work for you because we want you to be the best that you can be. So the more informed that you are, and the more the more time you take to broaden your horizons, to maybe try some of these experiences, to try to maybe make some diet changes that are positive, that have been around for a long time, and they're easy to do. Something as simple as having a salad every day, or having some fruit every day. That's a monumental leap for some people. Have you noticed that with your clients, Karen?
Absolutely. One of the things that I try to emphasize the most is that I can, try to help people with the symptoms of some of what they're experiencing, for example, with reflexology. I can help them. Mm-hmm. But the main thing they can do to change whatever their condition is to start everyday lifestyle choices, and particularly nutrition, of course.
Absolutely.
Those things can make way more difference than any practitioner can do for you.
Yep.
Those are the things that are the long-term solutions to whatever your body's experiencing. And people need to understand that any time that they're having any kind of symptom in their body, that should be the red flashing light on the dashboard. Yep. And oftentimes people will go to the doctor, and I have all the respect in the world, of course, for what doctors can do for people. But oftentimes what Western medicine is looking for is they're looking for a disease. They're trying to identify disease process in the body. Mm-hmm. They're not measuring for optimal health. So people need to understand that is where their responsibility comes in. They're responsible for ensuring the optimal health within their body, and not just waiting until there is actually a disease process that's identifiable in the body.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't wake up with cancer. You don't wake up with high blood pressure or diabetes. These things take many years to develop in the body.
Absolutely.
So people really, before it gets to that point, they need to do healthy things in their body to prevent getting to that point and ensuring their own optimal health.
It's we call it putting money in the health bank.
Absolutely.
Every day that you can invest in yourself, whether it's from a spiritual standpoint, exercise, walking, having a good attitude, the food that you put in your body, doing whatever you can to be chemical-free. There's a lot of it we can't avoid. If you're sitting in traffic, you're going to have car exhaust. I'm sorry, there's no way around that. But on the other hand, if you can be a little bit more cognizant of the chemicals that you're using for cleaning and the soap powders you use in your laundry and things of that nature, all these little things, over time, you'd be amazed at the end of a month or 2 months or 3 months, you're going to find some phenomenal differences in your sense of well-being and your life itself.
Yeah, if there's two things that I could add just real quickly, David, to your line of defense. You'd mentioned nutrition, of course, being number one because we're constantly feeding ourselves, nutritional supplements, professional formulas. The two things that I would add to that also would be, of course, exercise, some kind of consistent movement. And, you know, people often take that to understand, oh, gosh, I have to get a gym membership and start lifting weights and, you know, get the right equipment and all these things. You know, it can be very simple. It can be as simple as going out and moving for 10 to 30 minutes a day. It doesn't even have to be anything special. It can be simply going out and walking, going to the park, very simple things.
Virtually no matter what kind of health condition you may have, and if you have pre-existing health conditions, of course, check with your doctor before you start an exercise program.
Absolutely.
But almost everybody can walk. Everybody. And if you, even if you have severe arthritis, you can get a prescription to do pool exercises in a swimming pool. I mean, they're... You're absolutely right. Just some kind of a small thing that you can do consistently and on a daily or on a weekly basis is like putting more money in the bank. What were the other things that you thought of, Karen?
Well, the other thing that I really try to emphasize with people, too, like when we're doing our, for example, when we do the fast, but really for everyone, is to become very conscious of the chemicals in their environment. And people often don't think of some of the things that they're doing to their body on a daily basis that's really affecting the ecology of their body. I've read that we're exposed on the average as Americans to 50,000 chemicals a day, which is just so astounding and hard to even imagine. But when you start thinking about the laundry soap on your clothes, that's on your skin, on your sheets, the chemicals that are on the fabrics of your sofa, in our carpets, the chemicals we use in our home, in our air, in our cars, just surrounding us constantly, not to mention the chemicals from some of the processed foods we're putting in our body. I think people are oftentimes, we're very unconscious of that particular choice. And one thing that I do at the retreats, for example, is I have women become very conscious of what they're putting on their body. I ask them not to put any makeup on or anything like that and become very aware of their makeup, for example. If they're not using all-natural, like mineral makeups, for example, which work really well and have wonderful products out there, then they're putting something on their skin every single day that could have thousands of chemicals in it, and it's absorbing into their skin. Just like we use medicine patches for the skin to get medicine into our body, our skin is completely permeable. So anything that we put on our skin is going into our body.
Then over the last 20 years or so, we've had even electromagnetic, now that we have cell phones and all the electronic devices around us that are affecting our bodies. So now we've got the food that we eat, the chemicals, the air that we breathe. I mean, we're it's no wonder that we have all this disease nowadays.
Absolutely.
What most women don't realize, and I say women because we do more primping in the morning than men do, by the time we do our hair, put the mousse on, put the hairspray on, put all the moisturizers, which are over-the-counter moisturizers, not the organic ones, a woman, when she steps outside, she's good for about 40 below zero because that's how much antifreeze she has put on her entire body.
Absolutely,
so, like you said, unless you're putting organic stuff on your skin's your biggest eliminative organ you have in your system. So it eliminates, it also absorbs. So every time you put on any kind of over-the-counter makeup that has all these chemicals, even when women dye their hair, people asked me a long time ago why I stopped dyeing my hair. Well, I take a tremendous amount of herbals every day, and my hair grows very fast. And being Indian and French, I have very dark hair. So every 2 weeks, the roots were showing, and after a while, I was dyeing my hair every 3 to 4 weeks. And finally, I started to realize, where does all that dye go? That dye has to go through your scalp, through your brain, through your entire system, into your liver, and out. And after a while, I was not willing to do that any longer, so I just let the silver come.
And nowadays, there's organic products for all of those types of applications, like you know, skin care, hair care, you know, lotions, makeup, all of those things. There's organic options that are available. There's really no reason whatsoever for people not to be using natural products.
No.
I have used organic makeup for probably 20 years, And
yeah.
It's all powder form, and it's all organic, and that's all I've ever used.
Hence the name of the show being Choices Along the Way. We really want to encourage all of our listeners to take this information, and on the major decisions that you're going to be making in your life, and the small decisions you make on a daily basis, honest to goodness, if you're going to have a choice between a diet soda with aspartame in it that's going to turn into wood alcohol and formaldehyde in your body, or just a plain old bottle of water, or a Vita water, or a glass of juice, or a bottle of juice, take a few minutes to look at what you're putting into your body. I mean, if you want to have it, please do. I mean, this is America, and you still have that God-given right to do that. But what we really want you to do is think about the choices that you're making on a daily basis, and the fact that modern medicine hasn't really cured much of anything in the last 80 years. And for the 100 years before that, everybody got cocaine, so everybody felt better. You know, we're not curing anything. You're not seeing that on the news. You're not seeing cancer being cured. You're seeing fibromyalgia. You're seeing all kinds of crazy syndromes that people are being affected with, and in our perspective, it's for the most part chemically induced. We're getting diseases because of our environment, and what Karen has to offer from a education and from a juicing and from a retreat standpoint, many of you are going to find that this is an absolute godsend.
Hello. I certainly hope so. And even if they don't, you know, I just encourage people to educate themselves. There's lots of information available out there. There's lots of wonderful books. I listed many of them on my website, for example, if they're interested. Yeah. You also have many on your website, I know, with viable options. And so it's very important people to at least educate themselves and do what they can within their own daily lives just to make better choices. Yeah. And it can be as simple as changing one thing at a time and simply seeing how that affects your body. But I can tell you that my experience has been that it's well worth the changes people go through, and I've seen people have radical and amazing, wonderful transformation in their lives by
Absolutely.
Simply making better choices.
Yeah.
It's really doesn't have to be that difficult. It doesn't have to turn the entire world upside down to start making those better choices for yourself.
Well, we want people to know that Karen has an absolutely phenomenal website called poweryourjourney.com, and all of her contact information is available on the website there. Karen does offer juice retreats, both for gals only and some co-ed ones, and she has those on a regularly scheduled basis all around the greater Kansas City area. She offers her reflexology services in how many locations now, Karen?
I have 3 different offices currently in the Kansas City area. I kind of cover the large metro area that we have here.
Indeed.
I've been doing that for 16 years now, and I've offered the juice retreats for almost 9 years now.
Oh,
yeah. So we only offer those in the spring and the fall. Those are the ideal times for the body to clean.
Yeah.
And so I do offer about 8 public retreats a year. I also offer private retreats if people are interested. But people don't have to wait to go to a retreat if they're really interested in doing something for themselves. I'm more than glad to support them in any way I can by doing cleanses themselves, or I'll give them as much assistance as they possibly need. So,
if somebody wants to simply come and make an appointment for a reflexology session and would like to talk about juicing and all that, you can do the coaching right there while they're enjoying the experience of foot reflexology, right?
Absolutely. They work so well together. Many people consult me for those reasons while I do reflexology for them. But even if people aren't in the Kansas City area, I have many, many people, clients across the country that consult with me either via phone, email, or I send them information on how to do their cleanses, and we keep in contact that way. So there's many ways for them to participate and to do things for themselves. And even if they don't seek a practitioner or any of that, I still encourage them to empower themselves, power their own journey by educating themselves and doing things for themselves.
Excellent. Again, Karen's website is poweryourjourney.com. There's more information available and always a link off of viableoptions.com or choicesalongtheway.com, which there will be an archived this radio show will be archived on choicesalongtheway.com in a couple of days, so you'll be able to hear this all over again.
David will also put it on Power Your Journey, so those clients of Karen's who would like to listen to this broadcast and were not able to join us today, they can bring it up through her website also.
Thank you very much, Karen, for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and good luck, everyone, through the holidays, and keep cleaning out.
There we go. There we go. Our guest on January 1st, 2011, is going to be John Ashbrook, who's a leading numerologist. John's been our friend for well over 20 years, and he'll be online to discuss 2011 and how it's going to impact all of us. It's not only going to be a fun show, but a very informative one. And until then, everyone, we really want you to have an absolutely phenomenal holiday season. We want you to be safe, warm, and stay well.
And eat all the foods that you're supposed to eat, and eat right for your blood type. If you don't know what your blood type is, please go to our website, which is vitaloptions.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Click on that. And he gives so much information on his site that usually you can figure out just by reading what your blood type is. If not, order a blood kit. It takes about 10 minutes, and you'll know what your blood type is, and you know what foods to incorporate and what foods to let go of.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays to all, and we'll see you on January 1st.